The Iraqi army, backed by popular forces, is pressing ahead with its offensive to clear more territories of the ISIL Takfiri terrorists. The ISIL has suffered heavy casualties and losses. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called for more coordination between the country's armed forces and the US-led coalition in the ongoing anti-terrorist operations. Press News' Rashan Saglam reports.
Iraqi forces, backed by volunteer committees and tribesmen, continue their mop-up operations in Anbar province, inflicting heavy losses on ISIL terrorists. While forces in Tikrit are still awaiting the zero hour, the Iraqi air units have conducted several raids against terrorist hideouts. So far, the Joint Special Operation Command has announced the killing and wounding of 58 ISIL members, including a suicide bomber, in three provinces. It has also confirmed the dismantling of 49 improvised explosive devices. Out of some 40 airstrikes, officials say several hit the ISIL locations. This as the US-led coalition has conducted 8 airstrikes in Mosul areas, BG, Fallujah and Tal Afar.
The operations in Anbar and Salah al-Din are part of the plan hatched by Iraqi forces. We have been facing an enemy which is supported by the United States, some Persian Gulf countries, as well as loyalists of the former Iraqi regime. Although this makes the job of Iraqi forces tough, but not impossible, we have achieved and are still achieving victories, and soon we will be witnessing more.
Meanwhile, Iraqi President Fuad Masoum has hinted about anticipated airstrikes by the US-led coalition in Tikrit. He said the coalition's actions would be in accordance to its intelligence gathering about ISIL presence in the city.
Victories achieved by Iraqi forces and volunteers make us trust their plannings. Now in Tikrit, new reinforcements will help liberate the city. In Anbar too, the forces are advancing in Karma and Fallujah, and I believe that would pave the way for more victories.
Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, who is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, on Wednesday called for tightening the siege on ISIL in Tikrit. Abadi also stressed on the need for higher coordination between security forces and the popular committees as well as the US-led coalition. It seems the joint Iraq forces are conducting anti-ISIL operations simultaneously in the west and north of the country, which will eventually secure the capital from the western side as well as help liberate Salah al-Din province in the north. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.